macho, look at me, I'm the hottest piece of horse that's ever been in this stable. And then he is just... Hello everybody and welcome back to my podcast, Esme's Country Life. Today we're going to be talking about all things me being back in my single girl era. We're going to be talking about how the horses behaved on a recent photo shoot. Some of them were a little bit on the cheeky side. And I also have a funny tale that my dad was telling me about the horses the other day. But anyway, before we begin, I just want to say a huge thank you to the sponsor of the podcast, RedPost. RedPost is an equestrian and country store based in the UK, but they also ship all over the world. So if you need to stock up on any of your equestrian or country needs, be sure to head there. Also, if you guys are regular listeners of the podcast, you will know that this summer I'm doing a meet and greet at RedPost. And on the 1st of May, tickets for that meet and greet will be going live. There's limited tickets available, so get on it if you want to come along and say hi. I had so much fun last year and the year before. So yeah, also the milkshakes there, 10 out of 10. Incredible. If you ever get the chance to go to the actual like tack shop rather than just online, because it's like an equestrian paradise. Anyway, let's get into today's episode, which I don't know, I feel a little bit nervous talking about it. I don't really know what to say because I thought, you know what, the time has come. I should probably say something now. If you know me, I obviously in the podcast, I tell you guys a lot about my life, lots of embarrassing stories that some people would probably never tell people because they'd be way too embarrassed. But I feel like the podcast is just a lovely safe space where I chat about horses, my life in the countryside, and obviously things that are a little bit embarrassing. But some of you also know that I'm also quite a private person, and the whole of my previous or past relationship has been very private. Like, you guys don't know what my ex is. Well, yeah, I'm single now. I have been through a breakup. It was actually quite a while ago now because I posted like a little TikTok the other day. And I was like, because it was like a trend going around at the time to the Ariana Grande song. What's it called? We Can't Be Friends. That's it. And there was like a little CapCut template. And I thought, you know what? I'll just make like a cute little edit. And it was all about, you know, being on your own and being okay about that and girl power and I don't know, stuff like that. So I thought, oh, I'll just make a little edit, post it. That'll be my kind of, I guess you don't really soft launch a breakup, do you? Soft launch when you're going out with someone new and you like maybe post a picture of their hand next to like a going out for dinner or I don't know, something like that. But you don't really soft launch a breakup, do you? But anyway, that was that. So yeah, I just want to say also that I'm not going to be out here like telling you guys all the juicy details like why we broke up or that kind of thing. Like, I am a very private person and I just feel like it's not very professional and not really the healthy way or healthy thing to do on the internet. But I just want to say thank you for all the lovely messages that you guys have sent me. And also, like, it did actually happen quite a while ago now. So that's probably, if you're like, this girl must be a complete psychopath, she seems like completely fine, laughing and joking like her normal self. But yeah, I'm really lucky to have such a lovely group of friends that I can talk to and vent to. And I'm now at the stage where, in the words of Taylor Swift, the opposite of love, I'm gonna mess up these lyrics and people are gonna get really angry at me, but the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. And that's kind of how I feel right now. Like, I just don't feel anything. I am the sort of person where I think, you know, if something's not right, then, you know, leave it in the past. And I do feel like I'm maybe somebody that can move on quite quickly. But then again, I feel like sometimes with girls, you can kind of, what's the word? Grieve the relationship before it's ended. I think that's the best way to put it. And I think that probably happened with me, but unfortunately things weren't right. We were both very unhappy for quite a while. And you know what? We've gone our separate ways. And I think, well, I'm definitely happier on my separate ways. I can't say anything for him. But yeah, that is the situation at the moment. I think I'm most sad really that I'm not going to see Ruby anymore. Maybe I'm going to have to get a dog myself. Now is probably not quite the right time, but yeah, so that's sad, but I'm doing all right. I'm doing well. And I don't know, I've I'm really lucky that I have such a lovely group of friends. I know I keep saying this, but I think having a good friendship group around you is something that's so important, whether you're in a relationship, not in a relationship, if you're single, going through a breakup. Like, friendship is something that's so important. And also, all of my family have been really lovely about it. So I include my family as my friends, you know? But I've also been keeping busy, and I think that's something that's good as like a distraction. So for me, I had like, it was, I don't know, beginning of March, so quite a while ago now, definitely over a month and a bit. So I had my like trip to Florida, which, can I just say, March was not a good month for me. Beginning of March, so many bad things happened, all happened at the same time. And then I had my trip to Florida, and I just, you guys have, if you listen to the podcast, will have heard all about what I got up to in Florida and all the fun stuff. And that trip just came at the perfect time. I went away, had a blast, had a really good time, and I kind of have come back, and I feel like a new, refreshed Esme who is feeling really motivated about all of her goals in her job. I've got loads of really fun things planned with my friends. I'm going on a girls' holiday, so looking forward to that. But yeah, no, things are looking good. Things are looking positive. I am a half glass full rather than a half glass empty sort of person. Like, when things go badly, I'm like, guys, it's okay. It's gonna be all right. Also, when things go badly, it's one of those things that you think, in 5 years time, will I be worrying about this? In 5 years time, will I still be upset? Is it something that I can control? It's all like those things that you go through when things go badly. And I don't know, I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling good. And yeah, that's that. So sorry, that's gone. I felt like I just made that really awkward at the end. It was super positive, super good, and then I was just like, eh, what do I say now? So yeah, I think that's probably all I'm gonna say and touch on that. But I found myself worth, I'm feeling better about life, I'm feeling better about myself. And I think, you know, things, you know, it was the right decision when a month goes by and you're just like, yeah. And sometimes stepping away from things, you're like, oh, wow, yeah, that was the right decision. So there we go. Anyway, moving on to the horses. That's what you guys probably want to hear about. Anyway, we're moving away from my personal life and things that I find a little bit uncomfortable talking about. Okay, goodbye. Moving on. This is where everyone leads the podcast. They're like, okay, just wanted to hear the gossip. But no, don't worry. I do have some interesting and funny and actually another embarrassing story. But this time it's about my dad. And he was like, girl, you need to tell this story in the podcast because it's so funny. So I'll leave that till the end. But anyway, next I thought I would talk about the photo shoot that I had with the horses. Actually, last week was a busy old week. I had not one, but two photo shoots with the horses. So the first one was actually a little bit more chilled and a little bit more relaxed. It was with Joey, and it was with Horse and Rider magazine, and we were doing a pole work clinic. So basically, it was like me taking Joey somewhere for a lesson, and then them taking photos while I was having the lessons. So nothing super stressful, you know. I mean, I had to make sure Joey was clean and we're there on time, but it was just like going to a lesson. It was really good fun. The only problem was, is you guys might know if you listened to a previous episode, that Joey recently has been a little bit funny with the horse box, which is so odd because he's apart from when we first got him, in the last four years, he's normally like jumps on, super happy, that kind of thing. And to be fair, the other day he did jump on. But when we were going along, and maybe it's because we were going a little bit further afield, it was a slightly longer journey than normal, but it was under 2 hours. It wasn't like a, you know, we were taking him halfway across the country. We were still in the same county, for goodness sake. But anyway, we were driving along and Joey just went ballistic. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't know if it's because maybe I'm trying to think of reasons why. Either he couldn't get the haylage out of his haylage net and he was trying to kick it, which I think is probably what it was, and he was just a bit frustrated and was like, just get this haylage out of the net. Or the other thing that could have been is that at the moment, this time of year, there are so many midges or like little flies about. And I know recently we've been having to, even though it's lighter in the evenings, we're still having to put them in around just before 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is kind of like what we call the witching hour, where everything just, things past that time, if the horse is out, it doesn't go well. They get a bit excited. They're like, where is my dinner? I want to go in. I want to go to bed. But yeah, so the other day, Joey was going crazy in the field because I didn't realize. I was just like, you know, sitting in the office doing some editing and I heard some commotion going on outside. Ran down. Joey was freaking out. Casper was freaking out. I was like, what's going on? Realized there was a whole swarm of these flies absolutely everywhere, attacking them, all on their face as well. So I had to like quickly grab them in. They were attacking me as well. And to think these flies, they're so small, just like these small little wafty things that you could easily just splat or squish together in a team. It was, I don't know, it was not fun. We were probably being attacked. I've got bites all over my body. So that's something we've been having to doing. It's like, quick, we must get the horses in before the flies come out. So anyway, that's the only other thing I can think of, is that maybe there was a fly in the back trying to bite him. Because I don't know if it's just my horses or just the flies in our area, but in the summer, whenever they go for Joey, they always love to go for his like private part area, which is obviously a very sensitive area where you do not want to be bitten by a fly. So maybe that's why he was kicking about. But anyway, the only other thing that I can think was, because he was, you know, kicking the back of the horse box, and we were like, oh my gosh, we're literally on a motorway right now, what do we do? We can't really like pull over, there's no hard shoulder or anything like that. We're like, okay, Joey, calm down please. So what did I do? What was the thing that I decided to do? I decided to sing to Joey so he could hear me and be like, okay, if my mum is singing, she's not looking out for, I don't know, or listening out for monsters, then it's going to be fine. So I thought, to calm him down, I'm going to sing. What is the first song that comes into my head? Because we're in a horse box and because we're on the road, I decided to sing "The Wheels on the Bus Are Going Round and Round." And I sang that for about 5 minutes. And every time I started to stop singing, he would start kicking again. And I was like, oh my goodness, we've still got like an hour left of this journey. And we were like, do we turn around? Do we, you know, carry on going? So we decided in the end, we were closer to the place than to home. So I was singing "The Wheels on the Bus" around for 5 minutes. And then I thought, maybe Joey just wants the radio on, because I did turn the radio off to vlog to my to the camera and be like, hey, Joey's in the back eating my Marmite sandwich, or I don't know, some sort of very not very interesting thing like that. Because of copyright, you have to turn the radio off. If not, basically YouTube goes, no thank you, nobody in the world can watch this video now, it's all your fault, and all the money is going to like Katy Perry or whoever's on the radio, I don't know. Anyway, so I decided to turn it off. Anyway, after singing for 5 minutes, I was like, you know, I sing in the shower, but I don't sing enough. My vocal cords were starting to hurt. So I thought, I'll turn the radio on and slowly start singing to the radio, and then like slowly get quieter and hope that he just thinks the radio is me singing. So anyway, after that, he did calm down. He just had like a funny 5 minutes where he was just freaking out, which was it wasn't like a I'm scared of the horse box freaking out. It was like something is really frustrating me and I'm very angry right now. So anyway, we arrived and Joey was hoof perfect at the photo shoot. He's one of those horses where when you tack him up, he's so fidgety. He just likes to move about. Well, he was obviously somewhere new, so he was looking around being like, oh my gosh, there's other horses here, I need to have a little look. Go into stallion mode where he just puts his head a little bit higher. He feels like he grows a hand because he just wants to like look all big and be like, hey guys, my name's Joey, I'm super hot, super cool, look at me. But anyway, as soon as I get on him, he's like, okay, I'll stand still, I'll be happy, Joey, yep, I'll do what you say. It's so weird, like as soon as I'm on him, he's just like, okay, mum, you tell me where to go, what to be, I'm just happy now, I don't need to show off. But yeah, he was so good. We put a drone up as well, and Joey is such a chilled horse when it comes to like weird things like that, like having a drone in the air. He was also a little bit lazy that day, but I think to be fair, he was probably got all his energy out on the journey up in the horse box, to be honest. But he worked so well, he was so well behaved. Also, Joey is such a poser, like as soon as he sees the cameras come out, he knows that he needs to look at them. Like he's like, get my best angle. He's also really clever, he can hear the clicking of the camera lens or the clicking of the photo, so he can and he puts his ears forward, he's like, oh, What's that noise? Oh, that's the camera. Oh, yeah. So he is a very clever horse. He also is very good at standing for long periods of time as well and looking pretty, which is one. I was talking to the lady, actually, who was giving me a lesson, talking about all things pole work at the end, because we went for a little hack around her yard. She has this like little loop that you can do, and it was so pretty. It was like up a hill as well. So at the top, we could like look over the whole yard, and it was just gorgeous. And I was chatting to her and I was like, oh, yeah, when we were trying to find Joey, we weren't really trying to find like a YouTube horse, and it's the best way I can describe it, because I was like, I went for something with an eventing background, because I needed something that was very bold, very brave, for, you know, being able to ride with the drone and like a camera crew and team and that kind of thing. And Joey is definitely that horse, that is for sure. But he is like very strange, where there'll be just like something really odd that he'll spook out or not be sure about. And as we were riding along, I was talking about how Joey is like, because they had some sheep there, and she was telling me all about the sheep and their names. I was like, oh my gosh, they're so cute. And anyway, just as we were talking about the sheep and we saw them, I was saying, oh yeah, Joey, he's super cool with sheep. We ride across our local bridle path, where actually we went across there today, and there were so many little lambs, and they were adorable. So we saw them, which Joey was fine with them for some reason, but not these other sheep, because literally as I was saying that, these sheep came running over, and Joey must have just seen them in the corner of his eye, and he did like a massive spook at them, was like, who are you? What are you? What are you? Why are you running at me? The other horse was like, oh my gosh, Joey, you're being an embarrassment. Why are you scared of this thing? Like, especially as Joey came out of that horse box all like macho, look at me, I'm the hottest piece of horse that's ever been in this stable. And then he's just scared of these little woolly things. So anyway, that was really embarrassing, especially as his breeder / previous owner literally said that he had like an emotional support sheep that used to sleep at the bottom of his stable door every evening. So, or like his best friend was like a little sheep. So that is embarrassing. But to be fair, I would be scared if some little woolly creatures started running in my direction and I didn't know that they couldn't harm me. So there we go. Maybe it's because they were unknown sheep. They weren't his sheep friend. To be fair, they were very clean. They were very clean, clean sheeps or sheep. Yeah, you don't really say sheeps, do you? Anyway, so that was funny. And then, oh yeah, we had a second photo shoot, and that was with Horse and Rider magazine again, or Pony magazine, but this was at my own yard, and this was for my annual, which is actually, or yearbook, which is actually the sixth one that I've ever done, which is wild. I think the first one we shot in 2019, it must have been, and that was the 2020 yearbook, because the way that they do it is you shoot it in 1 year, but then you call it the year ahead. So I was shooting this one, obviously the year at the moment is 2024, but this will be my 2025 annual or yearbook, because we release it in the summer. So then like, I'm pretty sure that's what the Guinness Book of Records do, because, you know, everyone buys their Guinness Book of Records. Well, I don't know if anybody else did this, but me and my brother always go on for Christmas, which is like, I feel like that's such a random like Christmas present that like, a lot of people get. It was actually more my brother that I think got them. But anyway, you'd buy them for Christmas. I don't know, we're going back a few years now, Christmas 2010 or whatever, but it'd be the 2011 one. So it never kind of like, it doesn't go out of date as quickly. I don't know. That's just how they do it, but there we go. But if you want to know what's in the yearbook, because if you don't know, I feel like this, you're going to be like, Esme, what is a yearbook? What is it all about? It's basically kind of like what I get up to with the horses. It's, the best way I can describe it is, it's like my YouTube videos, but in book form. So there's like lots of different topics. So I don't want to give too many spoilers of what's going to be in this one. But for example, I think we did one all about the breed Connemara with Casper, which when they're actually taking that photo, I do have another funny story where actually I was going to say Casper was going to be horse of the day that day, but we do have this joke, because every single year, every single time when I do a photo shoot with Pony Mag or Horse and Rider, Casper doesn't run her. He just runs away. And it's like this little in joke that we have. And at the beginning of the day, I was like, he's going to run away again, isn't he? And they were like, yep. Because I don't know what it is with me. He's all right. He'll just stand perfectly still, perfectly happy. But if anybody else is holding him, he's like, nah, you're not my human. Goodbye. I'm going to run away. So to save time, I was getting changed into a new outfit in my tack room. And Zoe, who actually, she listens to the podcast. So hi, Zoe. Sorry if I'm talking about you. I'm sure she won't mind me telling the story. But anyway, she was holding Casper for this photo where there didn't need to be a human in the photo. It just needed to be Casper. It was a section all about Connemara ponies. So they managed to get the photo, and he was looking very handsome and ears forward, that kind of thing. But I didn't actually witness this because I was getting changed in the tack room, and then I heard some hooves cantering in the arena, and I was like, ah, that'll be Casper running away. So I went out, and he was the other side of the arena. He was actually very good to be caught. He got caught very quickly, and I think he must have spooked at something and used it as an excuse to run away to the other side of the arena. But to be fair, the first time he ran away at a photo shoot was we were doing an article about loading, I think it was. So we were so the horse box was somewhere where it normally isn't. It was in the field, and I was loading him into it. And like normal, first time loading him in, perfect. But after we had to load him three times, because obviously you have to get the photo, make sure everyone's eyes are open, ears are forward, horse is looking good, like that kind of thing, Casper said, you know what? I'm a bit angry that we're not actually going out somewhere fun. So I was like kind of like holding him in the horse box, and he just went, you know what? See you later. Goodbye. I'm going to go and run off. So that's what he did. So that was not great. But he was fine. Again, he's very good to catch once he's run away. Just went, put his head down, had some grass. And then the other time that we did it, it was my friend Holly, who used to work for Pony Mag, and she was holding Casper. Now, I think this was actually when we were trying to get a cover photo or something, and we were leading them down to the bottom of the field. Now, that time of year, at that stage, I know why he ran, because I was with Mickey, leading Mickey ahead, I'm pretty sure. This was a long time ago now. I think this was back when we just had Mickey and Casper. We didn't have Joey or Duke. So, and we used to put them that time of year right in the bottom paddock, kind of as their summer paddock. And I think Casper thought, Mickey is going to get to the bottom paddock before me. And I could see it on his face. He was like, oh no, you are not going to get to that paddock before me. Even though we weren't even going there, we were just leading them down the field. And Casper, he locked onto that gate. He just ran straight to the gate, bolted. And it was so embarrassing because I don't think I'd been working with Pony Mag that long at that stage. Maybe that was the first time that Casper ran away. Anyway, for some reason, it's just a common theme that Casper seems to run away at some stage during the photo shoot. Apart from actually one year, I don't think he ran away. We all went for lunch. He was in his stable, naked, and decided to lie or roll in a poo that he'd literally just done. He did a poo and then rolled in it, and it was all over his head, all over his face, all over his body. And I came back and I was like, are you kidding me? Casper, you are disgusting. And I've got to take like millions more photos this evening or this afternoon. So what did we do? When life gives you poo stains, you film an article on how to wash a grey horse. So that's what we did. But yeah, luckily this time it was like Christmas came early. It was a miracle because I woke up, rewind. The night before, washed all the horses. Now, if you didn't know, I have four horses. They're all very impractically coloured. I have three greys and a cromello. I sometimes say four greys because it's easier than saying three greys and a cromello. But then people get angry at me because they're like, Mickey is a cromello and not a grey. So anyway, I have four impractically coloured horses, okay? And woke up in the morning and I looked at them all and I was like, oh my goodness. I think this is the first time in the history of all This Esme history that it's been the day of a photo shoot and my horses have stayed clean. I was pinching myself. I couldn't believe it. I was so gassed. I was so excited. I was so happy. I was like, oh, I don't have to clean them. So that was really good. And I turned them all out. Did any of them roll in the mud? No, they didn't. It was a great day. It was a great day. And to be fair, they were all really well behaved. Duke was really good. He was better, I think, last year. This year, he did get a little bit excited. I mean, at the moment, as I said before, Duke is teething. He's going through a bit of a mouthy phase at the moment, which, you know, if I had teeth coming through my gums, I'm sure I would want to chew on everything and everyone. And he also got very excited because I think we had a few more people at this photo shoot compared to the last one. He just wanted to say hello to the photographer a lot. And so that meant that when you had a baby horse, that you're like, okay, Duke, we need to stand still. And he's like, no, I want to go and say hi to the dude with the camera. You're like, no, Duke, we need to stand still and look pretty with our ears forward. So he's still coming to the social media life, but he's still a baby. It's all okay. So, but to be fair, he is looking so handsome. He kind of goes through this phase in the winter where he looks a little bit rugged, a little bit hairy, a little bit shabby. Shabby chic. He does look cute though. I do think he looks like cute fluffy. But then, oh my goodness, when the summer comes around, he looks like a mini sports horse. I think that's the best way to describe it, because he becomes all sleek and he just, I don't know, he just looks like a little show pony in the summer, and he looks so handsome. But anyway, yeah, he's looking good, if I do say so myself. I'm a proud little mum here. But yeah, I'm proud of my little child, even though he was a little bit scatty. A bit like my brain today. He was a bit scatty, but he was very good. We got all the photos. He was well behaved. He met some new people. So, and he didn't bite anyone. So I would say that's a win. Anyway, who else do I need to talk about in the photo shoot? Okay, so for the front cover, we had to do a picture with Casper and a picture with Joey together, me in the middle, one horse either side. And that is quite a task, but I do say so myself, because you've got to get both horses with their ears forward, me with my eyes open, looking at the camera, smiling, looking nice, both horses with their head kind of at the same level as well, which is a little bit tricky because Joey sometimes goes into giraffe mode because he's like 16-1, 16-2, and Casper's like 15 hands or like 13-3, depending if he has shoes on or not. So even though they both have the same size rug, but that's because Casper is built like a sausage dog. He has such a long body for the size of him. But anyway, so I was trying to get this photo, and to be fair, I think we got it in less than 5 minutes. They were both so well behaved. Joey does, he has got a taste for reins at the moment, so you do have to be careful for him not to eat his reins. And I'm like, Joey, these reins are worth so much money. Like, brand very kindly gave them to me. We can't have photos with chew marks on your reins. That would not look very good or very professional. So I had to keep an eye on that to make sure that Joey didn't have them as a little snack. But to be fair, they were both so good. They also, I don't know if this is like a horse thing or if it's just the John, the photographer's thing, but whenever we do a photo shoot with him, he always has this big kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a frame with a metal kind of, not metal, it's like it's made of fabric, but it looks kind of metallic. And basically what it does is the sun bounces off it, and then you kind of get blinded a little bit if you're doing it wrong, I think. All right, I don't know. Either way, it depends how much brightness you need, but it kind of like lightens up your face. So instead of using like a big old flash, which obviously flickers and horses don't really like that, and to be fair, as a human, it's not very nice having being kind of like flashed and losing your vision for a second or two afterwards, especially if it's really bright. So they use this kind of big reflector thing, which my horses, to be fair, it's great getting their ears forward because they're like, ooh, what's this shiny thing? I want to look at this shiny thing. And to be fair, John has said multiple times that, you know, many famous horses have seen this like reflective thing because he's a professional horse photographer, but also many horses have probably licked it as well. So there we go. There's probably some interesting saliva on there. Moving on, that was a weird quote. Don't take that out of context. But anyway, moving on. So we took the photos and yeah, got it done in 5 minutes. And we were looking at them, we're like, how? We have been so lucky, so good. But because we were doing this photo shoot in April, the one thing you do have to be careful about, especially in England this time of year, are April showers. Now, when I tell you, we lucked out with the weather, because it was sunny most of the time. There were a few times where we had to wait for a cloud to go over so the sun would come out again, especially if you were taking like a series of photos that were all going to be on the same page. It would look really weird if some were in the sun and some were in the shade. So that is something that you have to think about as well. So there were a few times where we had to kind of be like, okay, we're doing the waiting for the sun dance, waiting for the sun. But it did come out in the end and we were very happy. And then I think there was only one time where it proper rained, and that was when we were having our lunch. So we were all inside, the horses were tucked up in their stables with their haylage, having a little bit of a rest and things. And yeah, that was when it properly chucked it down with rain. And then as soon as it was sunny again, went out, took all the riding shots. Joey was a really good boy. We did do some dressage moves that I am not used to doing very often, and he actually managed to do them because we're definitely more show jumpers nowadays than kind of eventers. But anyway, so he was really good. He tried his best with some interesting moves. And then it was time to do some grid work with Casper, which was the last kind of outdoors riding shots that we needed to do. And just as we'd set up the grid, a dark cloud came over and we were like, oh no. Oh no, it's gonna rain. Now, luckily, I'd warmed Casper up. I'd given him a good old walk, trot and canter on both reins. Casper is the sort of horse where you can really tell when he's warmed up because he is a little bit older now. He's 18, and all of the people at Pony Wagon Horse and Rider were like, he's 18? What on earth? He does not look 18. So I felt very flattered that I've been looking after him. I've been keeping him going. He's still looking good, to be fair. 18 is still quite young as horses go. There are a lot of horses that age or older that are still going strong, still going. And to be fair, we're lucky that at the moment that Casper doesn't really have any medical conditions. So he's going strong. He's doing well. But anyway, so we were supposed to do some grid work with him. And Zoe was like, oh, do you want me to... Because she set up the grid. Now, I'm going to try and word the grid, what the grid was, in the best way I can. So it was two bounce jumps, and then you had the choice of a one stride, or maybe it was a two stride, depends how long our school is, I can't really remember. I should probably know this because I rode it, I'm pretty sure it was a two stride, to an upright, and then on either side of the upright were two more, actually no, these were, they were all cross poles, sorry. But anyway, basically it was a bounce to a two stride to a jump, going down the long side, or you had the option of doing like a kind of dog leg where you could either go to a jump on the left or a jump to the right. And so it was like, they were all cross poles. And so it was like, let me just, do you want to do just like one cross pole on your own first? And I was like, looked at the cloud and I was like, I would rather just go for it because I know Casper, he's a good boy. He's been there, done it, got the t-shirt. You know, he's 18. He's been through grids many times before. He's not like a young horse that would be like, who put that extra jump there and fall flat on their face or freak out or anything like that. So I thought, you know what? Let's just go for it. He's feeling really good. He's feeling really warmed up. And there were only cross poles. It wasn't like we'd just whacked up a meter 60 course and been like, go and jump it. No warm up jumps. So anyway, I was like, let's just do it. Let's just go for it. He's feeling good. He's warmed up. I think we can just pop through and try and get the photos before it just chucks it down with rain. And we went, and Casper was a little legend. Like, sometimes he can be a little bit interesting, especially if I haven't jumped him for a while, which I did jump him that week. So I was like, want to make sure that we're feeling good for the photo shoot. He's feeling good. He's looking good. Because if not, I would have changed things up and I would have jumped Joey instead. But I thought, Casper is not a flat work kind of horse. You know, he's getting a little bit older. Flat work is not his favourite. So I thought, I'll do the flat work with Joey, jumping with Casper. Anyway, Casper, he bossed it. He went through this grid beautifully. He jumped it. And I was just like, well done, Caspi. So he definitely redeemed himself after his little jogging off business. But yeah, that was the photo shoot. And yeah, overall, it was a real success. We finished ahead of schedule. All of the horses were really well behaved. And good day. Good day. All right, so I'm now going to be talking about the story that my dad was literally just telling me before I filmed this podcast. It was like, you need, girl, you need to say this in the podcast because it's so funny. And I was like, okay. So the other day, me and my dad were getting the horses in. We were putting them to bed. And a lot of the time we do this together because especially with the fly business, with all the flies coming out, like it's like a military operation. We're like, okay, boom, boom, get the horses in, get Joey's turnout boots off, make sure they have their dinner, make sure everything's good. Because once one horse is in, you know, all of the others, they know it's dinner time. They want to come in as well. So anyway, my dad was doing Joey. I was doing the others. And like normal, you put Joey in the wash bay. You take his turnout boots off so he doesn't injure himself because that boy is so accident prone. And anyway, my dad must have had, he was saying, some treats in his back pocket. Because when we bring the horses in, especially if, you know, times are a little bit, if it's a little bit hairy and they want to get their dinner, sometimes we have a few treats to just, you know, calm them down. Things getting a bit wild. So anyway, he had some treats in the back of his pocket. I mean, I feel like all equestrians, we always have a few treats in the back of our pocket. And he was leaning over to take Joey's turnout boots off. Now, Joey must have smelt these treats. He has a very good sense of smell. And apparently, he leant over and licked my dad to try and get the treats. Now, before I continue the story, My dad did not have a belt on. And some men of a certain age get something called a builder's bum crack. Now, I don't know how to describe this if you don't know what a builder's bum crack is, because I'm sure that's, you know, I have people from all over the world that listen to the podcast. Don't worry, this is still a family-friendly podcast, family-friendly episode. But if you didn't know, basically, it's kind of like a joke that we have over here, where if somebody leans over and their bum crack is showing, it's kind of like a stereotype that often builders have that when they're leaning over. So anyway, apparently, poor Joey, bless him, was going to, you know, lick some treats and got a little bit more than he bargained for because he licked my dad's bum crack and I was doing Casper or doing one of the other horses, like bringing them in. And I just hear this scream come from the wash bay and it was my dad because he was in so much shock and he was not expecting that. And I don't think Joey was expecting that either. So there we go. My dad is absolutely creasing behind the camera right now. He's gone so red. He's proper laughing. I do promise that I have permission and his consent to tell this story. So there we go. I hope this podcast has been some entertainment for you. It started off a little bit deep, a little bit personal, and we're finishing it off with something else very personal, but a bit more on the funnier side. So there we go. Yeah. I feel like this podcast has been a wild ride of emotions, but on that note, I think we're going to finish it off there. I just want to say a huge thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Also, if you're new to the podcast, feel free to listen to some other ones because you don't have to listen to them in order. You can just listen to them whatever order, they make sense. If there's anything that relates to a different episode, I often update you just in case, give you a little memory refresh. But anyway, there we go. Hope you enjoyed listening to what I got up to this week, and I guess how I've been the last 2 months. But anyway, thank you so much to Red Post for sponsoring the podcast. Really, really do appreciate it. And I'll see you all next time. Bye.